This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, as the days get shorter and eventually colder, a little good news heading into winter. Most American households are probably going to spend less on heating bills this year than last. That's according to the latest prediction from the Energy Information Administration, its Winter Fuels Outlook. It's partly because prices are down, sure. Also partly because it's looking like it should be a milder winter for much of the country. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
If you use natural gas to heat your home, you should be in luck this winter. Juan Alvarado at the American Gas Association says production has increased, storage levels are higher, and the market is less volatile than it was a year ago. And because of that,
prices have definitely stabilized this year. They're much lower than they were last year.
Which is good news for the roughly half of U.S. households that use natural gas for heat. As for everyone else,
with electricity and propane, those households will see similar bills to last year. And with heating oil, bills will likely be a bit higher than last year.
Joe DeCarlis is administrator of the Energy Information Administration. He says energy prices are one factor in EIA's forecast. The other is weather. And right now, it's looking like it'll be a milder winter for parts of the country, which should also help keep heating bills lower. Though, of course, there's no way to know for sure.
The biggest variable is the winter temperature. If we have a much colder winter, that can drive expenditures significantly higher.
Still, overall, Mark Wolf at the National Energy Assistance Directors Association says we're in a better place heading into this winter heating season than we have been in a few years.
It's been pretty grim. You know, first we had the pandemic, prices came down, and then prices went up when the economy started to recover. We had the war in the Ukraine where Russia cut off supplies of natural gas to Western Europe, and then Western Europe was looking for everywhere possible they could get natural gas, so that pushed up prices.
But even if everything stays as stable as it looks now, Wolf says heating bills are still high. And he's worried about having enough money for families who are struggling to pay their bills and need help from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP.
Last year, Congress provided us with an extra $2 billion for a total of $6 billion. This year, Congress has not moved on the extra request.
And if LIHEAP doesn't get that extra $2 billion again this year, he says they'll have to cut about 1 million families from the program. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.